Force analyst Christopher Poku says, though a lot of security concerns have been raised by Ghanaians prior to the match, there should be no cause for alarm. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Mr. Poku dismissed the assertion that the referee in tomorrow's match could be compromised to favour the Pharaohs. He spoke to Ibrahim Kwating.
Even though there have been disturbances there, I think it's been kind of overblown by the Western media. All the security measures that are supposed to be put in place have been put in place, not just for the arrival of the Black Stars, but also for the match tomorrow. So I do believe that Ghanaians should rest easy. I do believe our contingent will go there and come back safely with nothing happening to them. This is not to say that Egypt is totally trouble-free, but I do believe that Egypt have put everything in place game. So no real cause for alarm, even though there might be a cause for concern, but not really too much. I think it's time for us to stop focusing too much on the security issues and start talking about the game of football, because that's the reason
right.
why this is all happening.
We know the history of the North Africans when it comes to tricks, even on the field of play and outside it. What has happened is really humiliating for them, and they may want to do everything under their sleeves to ensure qualification into the World Cup. Are you still sure that these people can be trusted?
I would rather not worry about the Egyptians. I would rather worry about the Black Stars. Look, if the Black Stars do not qualify for the World Cup, it will be because we have been our own worst enemies. Let's forget about whatever tricks the Egyptians will pull. If you remember years ago when Azuma Nelson fought against Jeff Fenech, he took his own referee into the ring. What do I mean by that? He knocked Jeff Fenech out when inexplicably Fenech was leading the scorecards of the judges. So Azuma Nelson had to knock him out. We have to go and get the goals, and I believe we can get that because, look, the Egyptians are going to come all out, so we need to be compact in midfield. It might suit us to play with just one striker on top instead of two, which would allow Ghana to suit the pressure. And you know these North African countries, they get frustrated when they can't score. I have every belief in this squad that has been selected by Kwesi Appiah that they can do the business. Let's worry about us.
Right, Christopher, let me ask you a tricky one. You are trying to draw an allusion between boxing and football, but others also believe that such a comparison is a bit incompatible. In boxing, if you are knocked down and the punch is hefty, there is no way a referee, for instance, can come and say, you have won, or the referee will encourage you to get up. But in football, you can put a ball in the net, and the referee could rule you offside. So does it not make that allusion incompatible?
It is not incompatible at all. If you score goals that are without question, how then can the referee rule it out? When a North African referee took charge of the game between Ghana and Egypt in Kumasi, I'm sure you heard a lot of people expressing concern about the choice of referee. And in the end, six goals were scored that were without question. The referee had no option but to give them.
You heard sports analyst Christopher Opoku.